Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to call in, you certainly may. We have a toll-free number, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. And we've got an interesting broadcast this morning. We're going to be talking about the Veterans Administration. We're going to be talking about some demands they are making of the veterans. We're going to be talking about how payments were made to veterans. And the VA is demanding their money back, right?
That's one of the things going on.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got a special guest. Her name is Laura, and Laura is going to be talking with us about her story. Laura Hansen, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. John John Reagan, will you describe what has happened, and then Laura can fill in with some of the details.
Well, we talked about this a bit yesterday, and I've got a post under from the 14th on my news tab at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Do you know VA victimized vets? And this is the text of an email that Laura had sent me describing what had happened to her father. And Channel 8 News had taken the story from her and another woman in the area and started bringing attention to this problem. And Laura's situation has been largely resolved, but what I think is so awesome is instead of just all that time that she spent getting her situation fixed, most people at that point was like, I'm glad that's over, drop it and keep on going with their lives. But no, Laura wants to find other people that are having problems so that we can try and get the situation resolved for everybody.
Okay, and last night at the meetup, we had a Vietnam veteran who has been damaged, if you will, with Agent Orange. And it's taken him years to get benefits from the Veterans Administration. And what happens is literally you have to get a lawyer involved and you have to, you know, threaten suit, maybe even sue. And it takes years, and a lot of these guys just give up. And then they die. So let's expose it. And I suggested that he come on the air and we talk about his situation. And let's name the congressperson's name who could help him, who isn't helping. And let's just give out the phone numbers of these guys who are just not helping. Okay? People who we've elected, allegedly, to represent our interests who just aren't. Laura, please share with us the rest of the story. Laura Hansen.
Thank you so much for having me. My father he's an amazing man and a great American, and he served in the Navy active duty for 7 years. and had been in ROTC in high school in preparation for going into the Navy. So he just really was all about the military and is a man of integrity and honor. And he, in fact, he was on the Cuban Missile Blockade on a destroyer, and his destroyer actually worked a Russian submarine halfway back to Russia. And after he left the Navy, he went into the federal government, actually working for the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And what's so maddening is that he has served his country with honor, and they are not honoring his service. He is now has moderate to severe Alzheimer's, and unfortunately that man that I grew up with is no longer really here. And for the VA has this program called the Aid in Attendance Program that's designed for veterans who are have been active duty during wartime, that they will receive benefits to aid in their attendance. This is for people that need full-time medical care. When they go into a nursing home or to assisted living facility, if they need help with dressing, toileting, those types of things, that they can no longer do it themselves. So that was great when I found out about this benefit. They call it a benefit pension. And it's not advertised well at all. You have to hear about it from word of mouth. The VA definitely does not promote this. And I was really surprised when we started in this process. It took mountains of paperwork. And as John mentioned, I think you did, Vincent, you have to have someone help you with it because the burden is so cumbersome just to navigate yourself through the forms and dot all the I's and cross all the T's just so. Because the VA, as it turns out, appears to be an organization that is looking not to qualify veterans, but to disqualify them. They look for
What a great point, Laura. Disqualify them, because at last night's meetup at Jimmy's Egg Restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, we have a meetup every Monday night, and the discussion was around the VA's intent is to kill the veterans. That's what the veterans believe the VA is for, to kill them quickly as possible. Not shoot them, not give them lethal injections that will kill them right away, but kill them faster than they would, or have them expire faster through treatment than they would naturally. That's what the veterans believe.
It's sad. I mean, some of the veterans I've been talking to, at the end of the conversation, I started asking this question. I said, knowing what you know now, would you have enlisted into the military? And across the board, the answer has been no.
Because very interesting point, because last night at the meetup, I mentioned exactly, well, something very, very close to that, and that is run for school board office if you have a child in school and prohibit the military from coming to recruit on the high school campuses. Prevent them from doing that and having your child become cannon fodder for the war machines in the military-industrial complex. So you're absolutely right. And, you know, class, seriously, to all those who are in class today, run for school board office and then tell the superintendent, if you bring the military on campus to recruit, we're going to fire you. And principals, if you bring the military on campus to recruit our young men to be maimed and wounded and hurt and injured forever, as long as they live, we're going to fire you. Please continue.
Well, as you're saying, I mean, the VA and their recruiting, it's like a used car salesman. They're only talking about the benefits, but they don't tell you about the flaws of what you're signing up for. And a lot of the benefits that they promise, they are going to look for ways to screw you out of that eventually. So
yeah.
In my father's situation, we had been on this aid and attendance benefit since 2010, and things were going fine. I actually climbed the mountain of paperwork and got approved for full benefits. And so things were going along just fine until this year. I started getting these really strange letters from the VA saying that I had never reported any income since 2010, and that I needed to do that. And I was, and it was just so bizarre because not only had I gone through that horrendous process of getting the benefits, there was an eligibility verification in 2012. I had to do a smaller process, but still had to report everything, and in both instances, I got letters back from the VA that said, here is the income that we counted. And so I was very confused by these letters, and then all of a sudden, in October, I received a letter saying, we have overpaid you since 2010, and we would now like $85,000 back, please. And if you don't pay all that back by January, we will start withholding your benefits until that amount is recouped. Now, there is no way. We do not have $85,000 sitting around anywhere. I mean, seriously, because of my father's situation, every penny we have goes toward my parents' care. My mother also has dementia, and so I have to care for pay for two people full-time care. Very expensive, and I'm sure my father never foresaw that, and he didn't prepare financially for that situation. So it has been a tremendous financial burden. So to even think that we had $85,000 in the first place, if we had $85,000, we would not have qualified for that plan, mm-hmm. because the aid and attendance program, I've come to find out, is income-based. And that means that if you are, we were what I call medium income family, if you were, had higher, you know, more assets or something, you would not have qualified for this program. And that was, it was really interesting. Then things started to understand, like, the advice I was getting about moving my assets around and putting them here and not there so it wouldn't count. And now I'm kind of making sense of the things I had to do before I applied for these benefits. And what happened is that $85,000 was actually a huge accounting error, because the VA ended up counting all my father's income twice. And that was how the genesis of that $85,000 letter came to be, is that they had taken all his income, counted it twice, and were saying, now we've overpaid you.
Laura, as I'm listening to this, I can feel the frustration in your voice. I can feel the frustration that our class has listening to this. And a lot of us are trapped in lots of different ways by the government. One of our instructors' families, John and Judy Dollarheit, was threatened by the USDA. The USDA wanted $6.19 million from them for raising rabbits, and they were threatened. And this is what the government does. Let's talk about this some more when we come back and how you solved it.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. And Laura Hansen's with us. And Laura is telling us the story about her father, who served in the U.S. Navy for 7 years, and who needs VA benefits, and he was receiving them. And the way I calculate it, the Veterans Administration approved aid in attendance, which helps with, you know, the hygiene aspects of a person who is disabled in some respects. And he received, my father received this benefit, which is called a benefit pension. And the VA wanted and demanded $85,000 back after 4 years of these benefits. And it turned out to be an accounting error, a simple accounting error. I just counted his income twice. Now, my question is, did I hear you right that because they made this mistake, the government miscalculated, a simple error that they could have seen, that they were going to withhold care from your father because of this mistake that they made?
Well, they actually did begin withholding, even though their letters to me said that they would begin withholding in January. They actually began withholding in November.
Yeah.
And so I was expecting $2,100 of the benefit pension to help in paying for my parents' care, and instead I received $239. And that was when I had gotten the letter that saying this January deadline, I felt like I had some time until the November came, and I saw that they had immediately had reduced our pension benefits. So that sufficiently scared me into action, and that's when I contacted Brett Shipp, who was an investigative reporter for our local ABC affiliate in Dallas, WFAA. And also, you know, right before that, I had gone to the doctor's office, and the doctor noticed how stressed I was, and she said, you know, what's happening? And I told her briefly, and she said, oh, my office manager got one of those letters too. And immediately I was struck by how, you know, there's other people in the same predicament. And I actually know this woman, Penny, because her father was in the same assisted living facility as my parents had been. And so we knew Penny, and so I was immediately felt some relief that someone else was in the same situation. And so when I contacted Brett Shipp, the reporter, I was able to tell him there are two people that have this going on, and I'm sure there are many more out there because ironically, both of our demand letters, they only wanted, $22,000 from Penny, but both of our letters had the same date on it, which I thought was quite odd, that must have been the day that they just demanded money from everyone.
Well, Laura, let me ask you, was it through the efforts of Brett Shipp, the investigative reporter, that this became solved, or that the Veterans Administration backed down or realized the error that they've made?
Yeah, it was through his involvement, because he began calling his VA contacts, and through him he was saying, the demand is down to $44,000, and it wasn't for several weeks till I found out how we went from 85 to 44, which was that accounting error. So I was like, okay, well, it's 44, yay, but that's still totally unmanageable because we simply don't have that kind of money. And so it was out of his efforts and the threat of media coverage that had the VA eventually call me and try and solve this problem. So I thought that was quite interesting. But in the meantime, I had sent in 135 pages of documentation showing them, here's what I reported to you, here's your reply saying you got it, here's all our income tax returns, here's all our 1099s. I filled out every VA form that would remotely have anything to do with this, and I sent it all in, sent it in certified with return receipt requested. And that arrived at the VA office on November 21st. So when I'm speaking to the VA in early December, they're telling me, the first phone call I received from the VA was like, well, you need to submit all this paperwork. And I said, I did. And they go, well, we haven't got it. And I
said, Laura, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about the Veterans Administration, we're talking about a program they have, and it's called Aid in Attendance. And what it does is provides a benefit so that the injured person can receive some additional help, like bathing and hygiene and so forth. And it's expensive. I know it's expensive. If you ever have someone in a nursing home, you just won't believe how much it costs. Way more than most people's take-home net pay per year. And we're talking about how the government demanded payments back from Laura Hansen's father. So my thoughts are going toward these government minions and these selected, with an S, selected representatives who allegedly are protecting our rights. They have something in common. They have an allergy. They're allergic to sunshine. They're allergic to the light of day. And they fear you knowing who they are, where they live, who their families are. They literally have a fear of that. And as Laura was saying, when Brett Shipp, the investigative reporter, started digging into this, some of these demands from the Veterans Administration disappeared. And that's the approach we take right here at USAPrepares.com. So when some of our faculty gets arrested and put in jail or in prison, we name the names of who's doing it. And I'll tell you right now, they hate it. Laura, please continue, and let's expose what this is all about, and let's expose, or let's talk about how we fight it.
Well, actually, I have been very fortunate because I live in the third district in Texas, which is under the U.S. Congressman Sam Johnson. I'm in his district, and so does my father live there. And so in surprisingly, their office has been extremely helpful. And I think that's entirely because that Congressman Johnson has had such a long, distinguished career in the military. He's actually a 29-year Air Force veteran that was a POW for 7 years in the Hanoi Hilton and 42 months of that in solitary confinement. So he is very much a veteran's advocate, and his office pounced on it and has been very helpful.
That's wonderful.
I'm surprised. I'm not hearing from my senators, but my local congressman has been very helpful. With the threat of the media coverage, finally found out, we got the demand down to 44,000 and they had lost my paperwork. That's one thing I want to suggest to your viewers, your listeners. If you send something to the VA, you need to have some kind of tracking mechanism on it because they are notorious for losing paperwork. Penny has submitted all of her father's paperwork 3 or 4 times, and they keep losing it. So out of her experience, I knew to send it certified and to have a return receipt requested because, sure enough, they lost my paperwork. But I was able to give them the employee's name that had signed for it because that was return receipt requested. And I said, perhaps you should ask him what he did with it. And so that they really went on a full court press then to find my paperwork. And of course, it had been routed to the wrong office, even though they confirmed I had addressed it correctly. And out of that, all those letters and all those documentation I'd sent, they further reduced the claim down to $15,500. So just out of the little actions I've taken, I got the over demand reduced $70,000.
Mm-hmm. And did you get it reduced down to zero?
Eventually, yes, because when it came back to $15,500, I said, well, I can't afford that. There's no way possible. And because I had included in my big packet that I'd sent to them a financial status report, I documented all our outstanding bills and everything and how much in the red we truly are. And because of that, they sent it to the board of the VA asking for a waiver of debt because it was a financial hardship. So they did approve that waiver of debt, and which I'm very grateful for. But at that point, I was not ready to put down my sword because I was like, this is just not right. What they're doing to veterans is not right. And in my course of dealing with the VA, I started finding out more about how this pension benefit works and that it is income-based, because in explaining how they were calculating what it was that I owed, I began to see something that was very nefarious and under the radar, and you really had to tease out the details to make sense of that. And what it was is that because it's income-based, the only way that you get full benefits in this program is if your medical expenses exceed your income. And so being a conscientious, good American like my father raised me to be, I used some of my father's assets to pay the excess medical bills, because that's what you do. You pay your bills. And that's what my father had set aside that money for, was to pay for his care. So I felt like I was totally within his intention for that money. But because I used some of his assets to pay those excess medical bills, the VA then counted that as income, and then the subsequent year reduced the benefit because they say I had more income. And I was like, but I was paying off the medical bills, you know, and it just, I started seeing the snowball effect, whereas the benefits are reduced year to year and the medical expenses are going to increase just due to the decline of the veteran and the cost of medical care rising. Those expenses could go up, and then you'd have an even wider gap, which you would pay off if you were a conscientious person with your assets. The VA would then count those assets as income. Eventually, you will get to the point where you are not receiving any benefits at all, because they are saying you have too much income when all you're doing is you're paying your medical bills. That's why the money was set aside and saved. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, my gosh, we could very well be in the same exact situation in a few years. Because that's the way the law is written. That's the way the cycle of this occurs. And right then I knew that the law needed to be changed. Absolutely. Because by being income-based, it forces veterans to either liquidate their assets into bankruptcy, and then they become homeless. And, again, this goes back to how can we disqualify our veterans? How can we get out of paying what they are due? And this just was so vivid in my mind, and how unfair this was to these men and women that have fought for our country, especially during wartime, because this benefit pension is only for wartime veterans. So I was able to present this position personally to Congressman Johnson, and the conversation wasn't going very well until I pointed out that he himself would not qualify for this benefit, even given his illustrious military service, because he was too wealthy to receive this benefit. And that's when the conversation turned, and he began interested in hearing more about this and looking for ways to possibly change the law so that this is not an income-based benefit.
So Congressman Sam Johnson was really not interested when you first approached him.
I'm not saying he wasn't interested, but I'm sure he just was like, yeah, this is an upset constituent and everything. But it was when I started pointing out that it was income-based and how that was unfair, because I personally, this is a country where all men are created equal. I said I don't consider a low-income veteran service to be of any greater value than a higher-income veteran, and he agreed to that. And so I think it wasn't that he was completely understanding until I pointed out how unequal this benefit is, that it is not across the board. It is not for all wartime veterans, and that veterans such as himself were not eligible for this. And I think then that registered something with him, that there is some inequality going on that might need to be looked into.
So, Laura, what is the answer here? What should we do if we are in the situation that you and your father were in?
Well, I would make as much noise as possible. I would definitely start contacting your congressmen and your senators, and hopefully whatever state you're in, they would be more responsive than my Texas senators have been. But I would also start talking, getting as much media coverage as you could, making as much noise as possible to get the VA's attention, because I truly feel that it was only out of the media attention that the VA handled this so quickly, and I think their intention was to make me go away. Let's just make this woman go away, and we'll get that out of our hair. But that's just not how I'm designed, because my father raised me to always do the right thing no matter what, and I see an injustice here, and I just can't back down.
John Reagan, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's frustrating for me because, you know, I'm a veteran, although it's Cold War, so just considered non-war time. Mm-hmm. And it's also a little bit personal because I knew Laura, I knew her parents, and I guess frustration is probably the number one word that comes to mind. We've got the VA doing all kinds of things to diss our veterans.
Yes. Yeah, we do. And, class, one thing that I'd like to make sure you know is you pick on one of us here at USAPrepares.com, and you're picking on all of us. And we're going to gang up on you. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, today we're talking about the Veterans Administration, and we're talking about AIDS, aid in attendance. It's a benefit that is not widely known. And you can look it up. I looked it up on the internet during one of the breaks, aid in attendance. And that's where you can get additional financial help. However, you're going to have to fill out a lot of paperwork, and you're going to have to be persistent. And be prepared that when you partake in these government programs, there's always strings attached. And as Laura Hansen found out, the government came back at her and demanded $85,000. And it took getting a congressperson involved to help get it straightened out. But it even took more than that. It really took the media. It took the light of sunshine on this demand by the Veterans Administration. Can you imagine making a mistake? Can you imagine going to a store and buying something, and let's say you pay $100 for it, and then the store comes back to you and says, hey, listen, we made a mistake. And because of this, we need $800 back. Oh, you don't have $800? Okay. Well, we're going to garnish your wages. Now, do you think anybody would sign up for these government programs if they knew that this is what the government would do 4 years later and come back at you with these demands? You wouldn't sign up for them at all. Well, these are the kinds of things that happen. So be really careful Make sure you document everything. Write it in a journal. Keep those emails. Keep copies of those letters. And, Laura, please continue with this discussion. This is outrageous. I'm angry. I'm angry.
Yes, it's maddening because, I mean, we have all our lives been, you know, federal government will take care of you, will provide, there's all these social programs to protect people. And
they're a bunch of misfits. These government minions are a bunch of misfits, and I'm going to say it. I remember when I was applying for employment when I graduated college, and it was really simple. If you couldn't get a job, you could always work for the government. And if that didn't work, you could always sell insurance. I mean, I'm serious. That's the way it was. You could always work for the government because you didn't have to be all that bright to work for the government. I hope I'm not offending too many of our class today. I doubt we have very many government employees in class. They're brighter than that.
Well, I'm
angry. I'm angry because here's my question. Did anybody say to you, Laura, this isn't fair. You know what? I'm going to help you. I'm just a lowly government employee, but this is wrong. I'm going to help you. I'm going to make it my mission. I'm going to go to my boss, my boss's boss, my boss's 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 boss. I'm going to help you. I know people who I work with who can help you. We're going to get this fixed. Did anybody say that to you?
No, absolutely not. But what I did hear is when I voiced my concerns and I expressed my outrage to the person I was speaking with at the VA, and I this is not fair. The money I use to pay my dad's medical expenses, it's not fair that you count it as income. You know, just as much as I could say without becoming a shrew. And he said, personally, I totally agree with you because that's how the law is written. That's how we have to manage this pension benefit. And if you want that changed, you have to change the law. And it was at that moment I truly got my marching orders for this crusade that I'm on right now.
Laura, an hour goes fast on the radio, doesn't it? Well, we're going into the top of the hour break and news. And I'd like to ask you to stay with us for another segment after top of the hour news and commercial announcements so we can get to how do we fix it. What do we do? What do we say? What are the words that we use? And let's help our veterans get what they really, truly should be getting. Laura Hansen, John Reagan, this is USAPrepares.com. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.